Welcome back to the KNIA Cabrales Radio Sports Page. I'm Andrew Schneider. Joining us now is Pella High School cross-country senior Caroline McMartin. Earlier this week, she was crowned 2019 Homecoming Queen, and this fall, she's posted some of the fastest times in school history among the illustrious cross-country programs at Pella High School. But while her senior campaign thus far has been stellar, there's a part of her junior campaign that still lingers, the end. At the state meet last year, McMartin was in the top 10 before collapsing just meters shy of the finish line. McMartin joins us on today's program not only to talk about what happened last fall, but how she's built to become even stronger this fall and make sure not only she finishes at state, but does so near the top of the leaderboard. Well, Caroline, obviously you're in your senior season now, a four-year starter for the Pella cross country team. First of all, what does it mean to be in your last season here, and how have things been going so far?
Honestly, it's kind of bittersweet. It's really exciting because, like, senior year is the big year. It's the fun year. I know all the courses, and so it's definitely – the experience helps a lot. But it's also kind of sad just, like, knowing you're running the course for the last time, and it's the last time you get to do it with this group of girls and with this team and with Cutler and everything. So, like, it's a lot of fun, and I'm really excited for this season, and I think I've prepared well, and so I'm excited to see where it goes.
Well, you've had a few, from at least my perspective, good races so far, and you've already seen some really quality girls. What has that been like for you to know that coming out of the gates that you still obviously have some of that speed and that ability to compete with some great girls?
I think just racing against some of the top girls in the state is really good. Just A, to like push myself in the race, but also to mentally push myself and like tell myself that I can stay with them and to stay with them because I know that's what it's going to be like at state. So I think like all these smaller races and like not districts or state or anything quite yet, but we are seeing some of the same girls right now. And so like if I know that I can stick with them now, then that'll definitely be a big confidence booster for later on in the season.
You've, as I've mentioned, been on varsity for several years now. How has that prepared you for this season? Knowing, like you said, you've been on these courses, you've raced these girls several times before, and you've been in these situations through the hottest days of the year all the way to rain and everything in between.
Yeah, again, it's just kind of a confidence thing, I think, and just knowing that I have done this before. And so it's not that I'm any less nervous because I still do get nervous and like anxious before the race, obviously, but there's just kind of a sense of like knowing that you can do it and it's not as much of a question anymore. Like as in freshman year, I'd be like, wow, I hope I can maybe stick with this girl or something. And now it's more of a, I know I can do it. I just have to go do it now.
Well, and take us back then from freshman year to now, when you think about some of the girls who came through when you were younger and some of the teams that were second and third place at state to where the program is now, you know, what in your mind did you pick up from that, from those early years, that now you're taking as a leader and now that you're trying to do yourself?
Yeah, and like when I was a freshman, we had like Tess Rorda and Sierra Bukite and Kelsey Ball, like all the really big seniors that I remember. And so I just remember them, like their ability to lead the team and how much fun they made it too. Like as a freshman, like I was obviously really nervous and stuff, but they were just so like welcoming and they really pushed me to be my best. And so I'm just trying to do that for the rest of our team because we have a lot of potential. So I think just finding that and just really bringing the group closer together because they did that so well when I was a freshman. So just like trying to continue that tradition again.
You've been running with a lot of your classmates now for the better part of a full 4 years, you think about cross country and track. You know, what about this senior class is different or unique or that you're enjoying particularly now that you guys are as a whole are the team leader, so to speak?
It's so much fun, like just to see how far we've come since like middle school freshman year. I think we've all grown a lot as runners and as people too, and we've gotten a lot closer. Like when we were younger, we would kind of all do our own thing, but now we've really come together as like the senior leaders and we're trying to make it like the best year we can have for everyone, not just ourselves. And just like we all have different experiences, I think, in like different levels too. And so just we can relate to different people on the team in different ways, I think. So like bringing all those different experiences and personalities together is a really good combination for us.
So you've been to state 3 times now, varying experiences, of course, that you've had over the last 3 years. You know, what has been different about that course for you from year to year to year? Obviously, you were there as a freshman, sophomore, junior, and now you're hoping to go again as a senior. And what have you learned from those experiences that maybe have helped you? You know, obviously, you've learned a lot during the regular season, but for that postseason experience?
Well, honestly, like, you kind of forget the course after you run it because there's just so many people and it's such a blur while you're running it. So, like, just going back year after year, I pick up more pieces of the course each time. So that helps in a literal way. But also just, like, knowing that there will be some people who do go out too fast. So you just got to, like, trust your training and just knowing that you can honestly run so much faster than you think you can. So just not putting limits on yourself. Like, freshman year probably wasn't my best race, and I think from freshman year to sophomore year, I improved a lot, and I just kind of let it loose and just ran how I thought I could run and just tried to catch everyone I saw. And then I saw a huge improvement from that. And so I think just going out and running your race as best as you can is a huge thing for state, and not like overthinking it or looking at the stats too much, because really it just comes down to how you run that day.
Well, in junior year, obviously the end, not what you wanted it to be, but the race leading up to it, you were in the top 10 probably throughout the entire time. You know, what was going well for you last year at state, and when did you kind of feel it start to turn that it wasn't going so well?
Well, I felt good the night before, the week leading up to it, really everything. We tapered and it was all going how I thought it should. And even the first mile, 2 miles, I felt pretty strong actually. And then it was in that last mile, then I started to feel more fatigued than normal, but I kind of just like pushed it off and I was like, well, it's just because, you know, I'm running so much faster at state, whatever, it's fine. And it just got closer and closer to the end. And then you kind of go up this little hill and you turn around a tree. And that was kind of the moment when I knew something was wrong, because I could start to see the finish line, and just, I tried to go faster, and I usually try and use my kick at the end, and it just wasn't coming. And my legs just felt so heavy. And I looked around and all these girls were passing me and I didn't know what was happening. And then honestly, I don't remember a lot more after that. And so really, it was kind of a scary thing, because like my mind kept saying to keep going, you're okay, but my body just physically, it just shut down. And so that was kind of a hard thing, like knowing that I could have done it and how close I was to doing it, but just not physically being able to carry out the action.
And had you had that happen to you before ever in a race, track or cross country? You described how scary it was. You know, what does that do to you mentally? Because for how many years it's worked right, everything, yeah, that final push, yeah, you know, what did that do to you those days after, knowing that for the first time you couldn't finish at a place that you obviously wanted to finish very well?
Yeah, honestly, it was really frustrating. Cause like, yeah, it's never happened to me before, and I've always felt so strong at the end. And it was just kind of really confusing for me, because like, why state? Like, why the most important meet, what I trained for like 3 months in the whole summer? Like, why did it have to happen to me, to our team at that time? But honestly, I've just tried to learn from it, and like, obviously hydrating and eating well and making sure I prepare and do all the little things that I need to do. And I've honestly tried not to think about it too much, because I don't want to focus on that, because there were a lot of other good races from last year that I think I could focus on. And even like now as a senior in cross country from track last year that I could focus on, and not necessarily just that one race, because that one race doesn't define my whole career. And so just trying to build off that and just pushing a little harder at the end each time.
Well, and that was the end of your season. So so when did you find the confidence to go again? Because that can be, as you said, very scary. And you had a whole, basically from November to March when you were racing again. When did you think you finally found that confidence to go again, knowing that even on track, not as far, but still you're running distance?
Yeah. Honestly, I'm not sure that I ever really lost the confidence to do it, because I knew I had done it so many times that this might have just been a fluke thing, just a wrong time, wrong place type thing. But it was more just like reassuring myself that I can do it. And like I said, I just try and focus on all the times that I have done it, because those outweigh that one time by a lot. And I also just, part of me was like, I wanted to finish that race so bad. And so just, it made me want to run more so that I could kind of make up for it and try and like do what I couldn't do before, if that makes sense.
Well, it seemed like it motivated you for track season, and you had quite the track season after. Again, I know that you're not focusing on that event, but yeah, it seems like it's kind of pushed you to go to an extra gear. Is that fair?
Yeah, for sure. Like sometimes in races, I'll be feeling really tired or something, and I'll be like, well, you know, I have this little extra bit from state last year that I couldn't use, so I might as well use it right now. Or, like, I never want that to happen again, and I wouldn't wish it for anyone else. And so, like, just being able to finish each race and looking at that finish line and being able to cross it, like, as fast as I can, knowing that I did my best, is just such a good feeling. And so just trying to recreate that each time I can is really important.
Well, and what, I mean, what does that change for you mentally, knowing that that's what you've got to focus on now, is getting to the finish line? And now at cross country season, obviously track was a little different than cross country. What was it like going out for your first race this year, knowing that you're finally back on the course and you're finally back at the sport where you had a tremendous year last year and you're trying to do it one last time?
Like I said earlier, it's kind of bittersweet because, like, now it's my last time. There's no more, maybe next year, you know, like, good thing with last year was my junior year, and so I knew that I had the senior season left. And so that kind of gave me a little hope, and it's not like I ended my last high school career race that way. And so at least this year I have something to look forward to. And obviously there's a bit of nerves, like, thinking about state because that's where it happened and everything. But just, like, each course I complete, I feel like I've completed it stronger and faster and better than last year or any previous years, and just, like, being a better competitor. And that's what I'm trying to focus on this year, is more like the process and the small things I can do each race, and not necessarily thinking about, oh, well, what if that happens again at state next year, or what if something worse happens? Just, like, thinking about everything that I can control to make it the best year that I can have.
Has it popped up in your mind during a race at all, or are you just so focused right now that it's not really bothering? And I'm not trying to, you know, yeah. get you too worked up here, but I think that's interesting to think about as someone who's run your whole life to make that transition. Has it crept up at you during a race at some point?
Yeah, there's definitely been a couple of times where I think about it, or just even, like, looking at the finish line and thinking, what if it happened again, or what if I couldn't finish? But I try as hard as I can not to think about it, because I just want positive thoughts in my head while I run, and thinking about that isn't the most positive thing for me. But sometimes it does come up, or even when I'm warming up, just, like, thinking about the race before I even run it. But I've been trying to do some, like, visualization stuff of me just, like, crossing the finish line and sprinting into the chute as strong as I can. And so I think focusing on the positive stuff is helping me more, but there's definitely a little bit of nerves and just what ifs. So,
well, and obviously with the times you're running now, chances are you'll find yourself back up there again. What do you think you need to do between now and, assuming you stay healthy, between now and the central course, of course, for the state qualifying again, and Fort Dodge, that you think will make you even more ready and prepared to step up at that finish line and know that you can run the 3.1 miles and have a great finish?
Yeah. Well, I think just, like, rolling out after practice, hydrating a lot, eating the right things, and, like, trying to enjoy practice too. Because, like, obviously I get really competitive with running, but it's also so much fun. And, like, I love all the girls on it and all the guys on it. And so I think just trying to make it as much fun as I can while, like, taking it seriously as well, and just doing the small things and, like, sleep and everything. So I think those little things will add up along the way, and just being disciplined in what I do, and also just focusing on, like, this day and being present in the moment. Because, like, sometimes in practice I could be like, well, I don't know if I want to run as far today because I know we have a race coming up soon, so maybe I'll be tired. But just, like, trusting our coaches that they know what they're doing, and if we run on tired legs, that's what we're supposed to be doing right now at this point in the season. And so I think just kind of focusing on today, not worrying too much about the future, is going to help me too. And so then I won't overthink anything, really.
Well, you said you're a competitive person, and before things happened at state last year, like I said, you were in the top 10. What are your goals then, knowing that you were right there last year in the thick of the fastest runners in Iowa, and you have been this year? What are the goals you're keeping in mind and trying to work towards through this process that Coach Cutler and Coach Hammond and such have built here?
Yeah. Well, usually I'll have, like, a time goal or a place goal, but this year me and Cutler, we've talked, and we think, like, maybe not having such a specific goal, because that's not something I can control. Like, I can't control the weather that day. I can't control how the other girls run. All I can control is what I can do. And so we're really just trying to focus on, like, what I can do at practice this day and what I can do to get better. And obviously, like, yeah, I want to run faster than I've ever run before. But I think just if I do like I said before, the little things and just being present in this practice right now and pushing myself as far as I can, like at this very moment, then the rest will take care of itself in the end, because I know, like, obviously I'm a competitive person. And so when I step up on the line, like, I'll want to beat everyone there and I'll want to do the best that I can do. So I think just having that drive, and obviously from last year, that gives a little extra motivation. And so just thinking about all those things and, yeah, just kind of doing the best that I can right now.
And my last question for you is, obviously, this seems like a sport you love. Mm-hmm. Any consideration as to college yet? Are you still focused on this season? Or I guess, are you working to run competitively in college?
Yeah, right now I'm planning on running in college, and I've talked to a bunch of schools and coaches and stuff, so I haven't, like, made a decision yet or anything. Some days I don't want to, I'm like, oh, I could be okay if I don't run. But then there's the days when you set a PR or you have a really fun conversational run with the team that just makes you, like, think about it and how much that I love it. And so I think if I didn't run, I'd miss it a lot. So, and I don't know, I think I could get better in the future too. And, like, as the years have passed, like, I feel like I've improved as a runner and gotten stronger. And so I also just want to see how far I could go with that. So I am planning on running in college. So, yeah.
Caroline McMartin, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Once again, that was Pella High School senior Caroline McMartin. Find this interview and others from tonight's show at KNIAKBurlesque.com. I'm Andrew Schneider for KNIA KBurlesque Sports and the Radio Sports page.